guys, Dwayne here. I'm a musician, artist from Houston, Texas, living in LA now. And I have a new radio show called Dwayne's World, where I'm just bringing people here, having beautiful, intimate conversations with my friends, collaborators, people that I really care for and respect. And for this first episode, I have poor Stacy, who's on tour right now with Nothing Nowhere. We just did a song together called Die Out Here that's killing it, and I love him for that. And here's the episode right here. I hope you guys enjoy it. We are on another episode of Dwayne's World, and I'm here with my brother, and truly I'm a fan of this man, poor Stacy.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. What's going on?
How are you, man? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great, bro. It's been a crazy ride, you know?
Thank you for being here. I know you got a lot of shit going on.
Hell yeah.
I know you got a lot of shit going on, man. You're in LA. I know you just played. What'd you guys play at?
I'm not actually fully aware of the venue.
I feel like when
I'm on tour, I'm like floating around.
Yeah.
Back to back. It's such a crazy experience being in a different state every day, but yeah, I don't know. It was insane. I mean, it's been a trip being on tour, Nothing Nowhere and stuff. I'm meeting the guys. They're hella cool. I mean, Carol's daughter, everybody's really great.
Yeah, she's talented.
Yeah.
She's really, really talented.
It's interesting being on a tour with so much different talent.
Understand.
And like different waves, you know. In South Florida, I mean, I've been a part of so many different scenes as far as like EDM. You know, you have the Hangar and Club Cinema was a big wave that was going on out there. And then like the hardcore scene and like what's going on and like Hey 5-6 and a bunch of my homies like that are in bands like Bloodbather and stuff. Like my boy Salem, he helps me produce a lot of the records. It's like interesting being in something that is so clusterfucked at the same time.
But can still be able to stand out. Oh, of course.
No,
yeah.
Problems,
no, do your thing and still be able to stand out. And like I feel like we talked about this when we did the video, but like the community in rock music is just kind of fucked.
Yeah.
And there's so many things going on and we can just still do our thing and let our talent shine and look beautiful too.
That's what makes it what's going on right now so beautiful. It's like you could put out anything and as long as you're being genuinely yourself, I feel like it could work. There's like a million people out there for every personality.
Agreed.
More.
Yeah. I also love how smart you are.
Thank you.
I met you for the first time and like the conversations that we were having, like just from the music, I was like, I know my nigga is like just a badass and mad talented. And then we actually sat down and talked. I was like, oh, wait, you like an intellectual.
Yeah.
Which I just admire.
Thank you.
I really do, man. It's beautiful.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's a journey for information. Like, I feel like I'm always seeking for something, you know? I want to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my greatest drive behind life. It's like, you'll never get the answer. No one could give you a firm, solid answer on what's happening in the world. What are we collectively working towards? Like, what's the end result here? Mm-hmm. It's cool, you know, to know that we're living in something that we're all manipulating at the same time. All of our ideas and everything's manipulating where we end up. It trips me out.
It's so true, bro. Like, how much can we control the universe while doing it in a very genuine way?
Yeah, we're all doing it subconsciously, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to me.
It's sick. I love that shit, man. So how many dates, how many shows you've done so far on this run?
I'm halfway through. Okay. So I say probably around like 12 to 13 shows, 12, 15.
They've been looking amazing.
Thank you.
Seriously, bro. I've been watching you fucking crowd surf every time.
Bro.
Like kids are like mosh pitting every time, bro.
Fucking two-stepping through the
crowd. Yeah. Love that shit, bro.
Thank you, man.
I love that energy, man. I just feel like, I don't know, it's just cool, man. I don't really know what the word rock star means.
Yeah.
I think we all have our own take on it, but I think you're definitely...
Thank you.
One.
I mean,
we're
all rock stars, right?
It's
a genuine expression of yourself is the truest form of being. And I mean, embodying that and becoming what you think is or what you think should be is very strong. And you are life. We are life.
Yeah.
You know, we are expressing life and what is happening in the universe now and creating that for people and giving them a source to connect to is very powerful. You know, you inspire the people who are around you. You give the people hope who are around you. And I feel like that's our mission, right?
You
want to inspire the world.
Yeah, I agree fully. Can I ask, how did you get into tunes? Like, how did you get into music and wanted to make music?
Oh, man, it's such a trip. I feel like I was just, like, always so into, like, trying to express myself. My brain was, like, my biggest enemy at one point because I couldn't really get my thoughts into words.
I
couldn't really express myself because I was so overwhelmed by how much I was paying attention to. So being able to like zone in and eliminate all other connections, it was really helpful for me. So music created like almost a world where I knew how to communicate and it felt comfortable and I could say things in my way or how I wanted to and create this world of ideas that other people may or may not be able to connect with. And for me, that was like, it was something that gave me hope.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I don't know. Actually getting to record music was a crazy experience within itself. I mean, like, I was so obsessed with, like, Guitar Hero and Rock Band and stuff.
Fuck yes.
And, like, I've always played real instruments as well. But being able to, like, recite recite songs in like a very digestible manner was really cool. And then like having GarageBand and then being able to just like plug and play mics and record or whatever the case is was a big benefactor in that. And then having like everybody, there was like that huge wave in South Florida of like what was going on like SoundCloud and just like the reemergence of music.
Oh yeah, we remember that.
Yeah.
That shit took over the internet for times.
Crazy. And in Florida, that was like a big like resurgence and like inspiration for the kids. Cause out there, it's not like California, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of people who want to do shit and have a lot of talent, but they don't think that it's possible because they don't have the resources to travel or to get their content into the right hands. So, yeah, I don't know. Getting from Florida was a trip.
Yeah,
it was a trip.
Would you say it was like difficult, or it was just more of a journey for you?
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, because it's like you're trying to get recognized within a sea of people, mm-hmm. a pool of people, and you have to kind of. That's what drove me to be myself, because it's like, okay, how do you stick out within a crowd? I mean, you could definitely create without what other people are creating, what the general population is liking in the moment, mm-hmm. and ride that wave. But I just don't feel like there's longevity in that, because you see what happens. Like,
yeah, you do.
The wave starts dying, and these people can't sell out a show, or they mm-hmm. can't have fun. You know, they can't enjoy their career anymore because you're so focused on pleasing the internet. But it's not the internet. You know, it's like it's real life still. You have to connect with these people and create a bond. There's so many people who I see at my shows that I've seen for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the craziest experience, but you're building a relationship. They're actually like family, like friends, you know?
That's so real. That's so real. For those people, do you have like a name or anything, or are you guys just based down for the music and where you're creating?
I don't really like to call my supporters or fans or anything like that. They're people at the end of the day. So for me, like almost dehumanizing them doesn't make sense. Like I don't like to dehumanize the people that are like really creating my life, you know, like these people pay my bills almost. And
fans have always been a weird word.
Because it's always been you're like dehumanizing them. The people who literally pay your bills and support you and make sure that you're relevant.
Yeah, you're good.
So
for
me, I never really got to answer that. I just love everybody. I love everything. I want to meet the world. I want to see different cultures and learn how shit's going. You know,
understand? I fucks with that, bro.
Hell yeah.
I love that shit, man. It's very inspirational, man. Because I think what's going on in alternative music and rock and roll and hardcore, like it being really, to me, I think close to hip hop.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of ways to get through that and just speak to people and talk to people, man. It's a really big open scene for us.
Yeah.
I feel like we busting down the door.
And that's what we should do, you know, just stop giving in to fitting in, mm-hmm. if that makes any
of
sense.
Course.
There's no reason to, bro. Like you started music because you wanted to do whatever the fuck you wanted to do. Yeah. Stay true to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no reason to start conforming at a certain point because you want what someone else is doing. They're doing that probably because they're being themselves. And you know that you always have the products of the industry and things of nature. We're all products of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a way to be yourself, you
understand.
Know, there's a way to embody whatever you want to. And I can't stress that enough.
I like that though.
That's why I like meeting you so much. Because like meeting you, it's like actually meeting human, you know, like meeting an animalistic being. We're still animals in a way.
Of course.
We need to express
fully.
That.
Yeah.
You know, and being human is like you're trained to be human. You're trained to be how society is, and you could break away from that and be yourself, you know. And there's a balance in between. And me, it's my whole life journey is like finding that balance in mm-hmm. between expressing our animalistic qualities and being proper.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, rock music definitely gives me that, bro. Like just to be able to like get on stage and go crazy, to be able to get in the studio and go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, just to express this. That's why I started it.
Hell
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
That's like I feel like that's what we all start creating for though. It's like you don't want to be like if you have a leader quality, or if you have like a way of thinking that is self,
mm-hmm.
if you think for yourself, I mean, it's not hard to not want to be a part of the machine.
Of course.
To break away from enslaving yourself.
Yeah, of course. Know? I mean, and we just want freedom at the end of the day. So it's like you're saying, we are products of the industry, but it's only because we want those certain things to make us go higher.
To make us be able to live how we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't think that's as selfish as people has like
it's
made
not.
It out to be.
Yeah,
you know, because it's like we got to eat, man.
We have to eat for sure. But I just got this book last night and I read this really crazy quote, and it was like, as soon as you're willing to let go of it all mm-hmm. and give everything away, it's when the universe gives you everything. It's when you obtain more power than you know what to do with.
Yeah.
And that's like the story of my life, you know? I don't care about other people's perspectives. Like, I'm a very powerful being, you mm-hmm. know? And I manipulate my consciousness in my world, and I'm programming myself. So having that and knowing that has left me in such a place where even the materialistic things that I have, you know, like money at this point for me has become just a tool.
Yeah.
Like it's something that's there if I need it. But the whole point of it was to, yeah, at one point you do need to have it in you to want to obtain resources mm-hmm. and break away from being enslaved or controlled and having to work that 9 to 5,
of
right?
Of course. 100%.
But after obtaining that, you could get very diluted and your mission can become blinded mm-hmm. because you're so focused on that money.
Yeah.
So for me, it was like, get enough money to be able to be comfortable or whatever we perceive comfortability as, so I don't worry about that in that area, and then live my actual true mission. Because mm-hmm. as human beings, we're all here to spread information and light and to guide each other. And we lack that quality nowadays. We lack connectivity. We lack growing with each other. And our informational aspects have been blurred with like social media and like our need to be able to provide or pay your bills or whatever the case is. It's very easy to get set off track. But mm-hmm.
It is. You know, it is, bro.
That's why so somewhere in my journey right now, it's just seeking to create connectivity again. And that's what I do with the people. And in these shows, I'm being such a true form of myself and connecting with these people to where, like now, even when I'm on the road, I just feel like I'm at home all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
You know, like no matter where I'm at, it's a beautiful feeling, just feeling at home with the universe.
Understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is gorgeous to me.
Thank you.
It really, really is, bro. Because if we can keep that, man, and I think that's what I respect about people like you and people who are just like rising, are people at the top that can remember what they did it for.
Yeah.
And remember that mission, like you said, like that's the people that make the best art and also are making, they living comfortable.
Hell yeah.
Like that's a beautiful thing. Once you get so comfortable and then your shit is whack.
Break the fucking... The machine, but yeah. The cog.
100%.
I mean, you can trip yourself the fuck out with this life thing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so easily because, I mean, our need to feel as if we're doing the right thing or mm-hmm. on the right path, bro, is overwhelming.
It is.
You know? And that's what drives us all at the end of the day. Like, when you're alone at home with those thoughts, you know, when you're laying in bed and you're thinking about, like, where you're headed and what your journey is, it can be very overwhelming. But creating a comfort space where people can confront that is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create a comfort space where children and people who may lack guidance and things of that nature to really connect. You
yeah.
know? And that's where you see like a lot of the negative things that are happening in the world now. I mean, look at all these kids killing each other.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like glorifying that shit.
No, no,
that's
I feel you.
The reason why I even stepped away from like create like rap. You know, I rap. I love rapping, but I'm not going to glorify my culture's death.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. It's a lot of what they do. Yeah. It's why, I mean, I feel like that's why I can't really get into it at the moment.
Right.
Because it was just something I grew up with for so long. And I was like, I'm not this.
Yeah.
Like,
humans are so yeah. beautiful. Like, no yeah. matter what experiences people have been through, I see hope and light within people. But getting on others to see that within themselves is a whole.
Oh, yeah.
A whole
that's a mission
process,
in itself.
Right. It's
like,
a whole
yeah,
other mission.
Yeah. That shit is crazy. Like, even like small things like my family being from the South and I got 8 brothers and sisters. I got 4 of my sisters who was like, I will never get on a plane.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you got to think outside. Like, you can't, like, let Houston, like, just put you, like, I'm just going to be here and I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
And living, like, very simple, good lives. But I'm like, you got to get outside that box, man.
You
know,
what
I'm just so you can see, you know, experience more, get more information.
My mind has been like, blown in so many different ways. Like, you know, I'm meeting people and actually understanding that there are people out there who are seeking that, you know, that comfort space
yeah.
and the ability to communicate.
And I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
And it, I feel like it should be promoted more. Like,
yeah.
There's so many people out there who are seeking connection so badly that they sit all day on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's create a space in real life. And that's really what I want to work on. I want to create a space in real life where people can come together and share ideas and create and build and figure out what we need, you know. Because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I always feel like I'm lacking something. I'm lacking... whether it's guidance or an answer or what's really going on. And I get so caught up in the everyday aspects of living that, I don't know, sometimes when I sit down and wonder, I'm like, what is this all for?
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel like I'm doing something for a purpose or
yeah.
I'm helping people.
You are, though.
Thank you.
Like 100%, bro. I don't doubt that at all, man. We should do a break?
Let's do it.
That's really, all right. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. all right, and we'll be right back on Dwayne's World with Poor Stacy, and we're gonna play Dowd here featuring Poor Stacy right now. Yeah.
So you say you're going away to LA. Who you think you are? I hear fake tales from the place. She almost made it. He almost made it. But then they got them place and commercial make. Yeah, I don't wanna die out here, dancing on my
thinking about it. So I had to get up. I drove 1,300 miles to a place. So far, I didn't want to think about it. Nah, I told them I just want to make it happen. Didn't want to think about it. Doesn't know my grave, no tears. The voices in my head, they don't pay the rent. Yeah, I don't wanna die. Yeah, I don't wanna die out here. Yeah, doesn't know my grave, no tears. The voices in my head, they don't pay the rent. Yeah, I don't wanna die out here.
We're back on Dwayne's World with poor Stacy. I have to ask you, did your parents, like, or your family, did they support your music drive you had growing up? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I came from a weird household. I mean, my mother's Sicilian-Italian. My father's Haitian.
Okay.
You know, like, I never met my mother's, like, family or anything like that. I had a very, very weird upbringing. I was very raised by my father's family, and seeing, like, how these third world countries are living and things of that nature has inspired me in so many different ways. Just the amount of resources we have and the ability to act on our ideas is incredible. And I feel like we all take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Agreed.
Yeah, they definitely supported me taking action and wanting to do what I wanted to do in my life. And, you know, when you're not having results instantly, it's very scary.
Yes.
When your parents are like,
for sure.
You know, they're freaking out, like, what the fuck are you going to do? You know, how are you going to take care of yourself?
Yeah.
You're coming into adulthood with this dream of being an artist or being a creative. And it's very scary, you know, living in those spaces, especially for like, my parents and like, especially my father coming from such a different background, you know, coming from a third world country. They're really into work.
Yeah.
And providing for yourself, and him seeing me, like, my dad was into music. It's a big reason why, like, he inspired me, you know? So.
What type of tunes did he fuck with?
Like, or? Compas.
Oh, wait, like, what's compas? What's that?
It's like Haitian music, like, it's real fire. Like, my dad was fucking, like, Sweet Mickey and stuff, which is, like, a former president of Haiti.
Okay.
He's a musician, and, yeah, like, it's just always in my roots. So, like,
The drums on those songs were probably amazing.
Oh, yeah. They're wild, you know? Very, very almost psychedelic, like, trans, like, and. In a dance way, you know?
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of support, but a lot of worry at the same time. And I guess that's why moving with caution and being so informational is a big part of myself, you know?
Yeah. I mean, once again, I really do love that about you, man. I think I had my mom and my dad. I didn't live with my dad, but my mom was always like, this is a hobby thing.
Yeah.
And then my dad, he, like, still raps to this day, and it's still, like, very ratchet. But to me, it was like the dichotomy of having like a religious mom and then like a dad who was like a crip. Like my grandfather, I don't even think I've said this to a lot of people, but like my grandfather lived with his dad here in Compton, and he was like cripping.
Hell yeah.
And then he took that back to Houston.
Oh, shit.
So it was like that type of energy was in my family.
Yeah.
And when I came out, I was just like, no. Like, I'm like a nice guy who like, I like sports. And then by 13, I was so in love with music.
Yeah.
And they were just like, this is some weird shit, man. But like, it took them a minute because
to understand.
It was like, it took them a long time, but like now they've.
Yeah.
Love it, bro.
And that's the thing.
It's beautiful.
Like, yeah. Getting family to understand that is so hard, especially if you come from any sort of struggle.
Of course. We all do.
Yeah.
Like most of us.
You have that culture shock, that reality. You know, you're always smacked into reality. But I that's a part of the safety behind it. You know, like you it's almost like you're subconsciously creating a safety net while you're making music.
100%.
And that's what we're all doing. That's why at the end of the day, you know, we are still a part of the industry because we need to. But when it comes down to it, it's like I don't know. Like how you said, it was almost like detaching ourselves. There was almost like an awakening with technology as well. Like our parents lived in their borough or their section where they grew up, and they didn't see outside of that. They didn't understand outside of that.
No.
We've had so much access. Like we could see what's happening in other countries. Like before, we were completely unaware if we were even at war.
Yeah.
So now being able to just see what's happening in another country, you're so up to date with information and so in the... In the moment, like you're learning about things as they happen. Mm-hmm. It's given us so much more access, you know, and understanding, which has led us to be able to see that we want something better for ourselves. So I agree with it.
I love that shit, man.
Yeah, finding balance within it is a whole nother thing. But we should be grateful that we have the ability to see.
Yeah, true. I feel like I always kind of saw myself as this like very naive person. to chase a dream and to believe and be so young and be like, I can do this. Like, I don't care about the other shit, but I feel like it's way more of a delusional thing.
Yeah, just, you have to be.
In like a faith-driven thing, even if you don't have religious beliefs, like, dude, I think it's just more of a faith.
I always say you have to be a little bit crazy to become a creative.
Exactly.
You're risking everything. You're risking
everything.
You're risking safety. You're risking everything, you know? You're risking being able to fail in silence, which is a big superpower. Because when you're able to when you're able to fail in silence and no one's watching you, it's so much easier to bounce back. Like, okay, like, no one saw that. But when you have all these eyes on you, and even when you're not buzzing, there's a lot of people paying attention.
Of course.
It's overwhelming. And then it comes with, like, we're all seeking, like, gratification.
Of course.
Instant gratification. And when you don't get it, you know, and especially when you put so much energy and work into something, it's almost a letdown.
Yeah.
But being comfortable with that is also a superpower within itself. Like, we are comfortable with failing publicly, and being able to do that leads you to be able to just do whatever the fuck you want, because you're like, you know what, I'm going to try this, and even if I do fail, we'll figure this shit out.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so
because there's no other way.
Yeah.
There's no other
way. Having that, I love, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I love being around creatives, because they're willing to try things.
100%.
And we all have to be willing to try things. That's how we're going to push our consciousness.
Yeah.
I love
God damn it. That's so real, though, man. I love that shit so much, bro. Because I think I said on the last one, I was just like, I feel like I failed for 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
Until Die Out Here.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there was no song. Like, people dug what I was doing and, like, was into it, and people were watching, but I feel like there was no real gratification until a month ago.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I feel like failing.
I'm happy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
and
happy.
We did that together. Yeah. And it's like, but I didn't think in my mind I'm failing. I was just like, oh, they'll get it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy in itself. Like, nah, nigga, you actually need to, like,
go.
I don't
crazy.
Know what we gonna do. Like, but I'm just like, no, it'll be fine. Like, it'll be, you know, having a lot of a great team too, but that's crazy, yeah, because I was doing it in front of people's faces.
That's the thing, you know? Yeah. And
yeah,
I mean, dude, it's such a superpower. And
yeah, it is.
It's
it
like,
is.
I don't know. You never know what could push you over that limit, you know, where, like, the whole world's going to see you at one time. And that's why it's just, like, being, as the artist, you know, you have a whole team behind you. We have a bunch of people who are helping us bring our dreams to life. But as the artist, you have to almost detach yourself and just indulge in creativity and do whatever the fuck you want, and knowing that not all of it's gonna work, but something will stick. And having that is great, you know? That's what drives me. That's what gives me the ability to say, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna try what I want.
Of course.
And we'll see where this takes us. And along the way, you're gonna have a bunch of people who support that so much, and that is your stability.
Yeah.
You know, rather than giving people what you know they want or what's buzzing right now and then becoming a part of a wave, you know, it's you're building a cult.
Yeah.
And you're building a safe place for people. I don't know. It's really the center of everything I do.
Yeah.
I can't stress it.
No, it's real. I want to ask too, what was, like, I don't want to say inspiration, but what was the drive and the feeling that you wanted to give with Party at the Cemetery?
Oh, man, there's so much. I mean,
because it was like a different turn that I loved personally.
From even what was going on at one point with like a My Chemical Romance or... You know, like, I love Bring Me the Horizon. Getting to meet Ollie was a dream of mine.
Yeah, I know you said that's one of your homies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, shout out to that, man.
So
it's fucking amazing.
So cool. And it's like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, just seeing that urge for something else, that urge to connect with people or seek new information or understanding was always a drive. From Nirvana, from, you know, Sleeping with Sirens, from anybody, any band that I listened to when I was a kid, you know, even Green Day, like meeting Billy Joe Armstrong was insane to me.
Yeah.
But
that's my favorite band. I'm going to keep it a bug.
All of
them. Green Day is my favorite.
Everybody, you know, was so, it was like nonconformism at its finest.
Yeah.
You know, like, people really fighting to be an individual. And then somewhere along the way, we lost that again, you know?
100%.
But I think that's what's coming back. Nowadays, there's so many different subgenres and people who are creating great music that has never existed before, that it gives hope. It gives a lot of hope.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, everything. I'm always paying attention to what's going on, and new creatives, old creatives are, you know? It's a clusterfuck of creativity.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it is.
Everybody, even people who are still working in society, everybody's a creative in their own way. You have TikTok now, you have Instagram, you have Twitter. So it all inspires me, you know, just being a part of the world.
Yeah, I feel that all the way, man. I want to say, too, I want to shout out to Drew Folk, who introduced me to your tunes.
Hell
and I remember him showing me your shit, because, once again, I'm always watching as well. And I had heard about you, and, like, I feel like we had a talk of, I'm into what's happening in rock music with everyone. I think some of it's really good, but I really truly believe that a lot of the black artists and POC artists in rock are doing some of the best shit.
Fuck yeah.
And he showed me your shit, and I was in love with it.
Thank you.
I really was, man. I remember
loved you, man.
Yeah,
he's such
bro.
A cool
That's my
guy.
Man.
He's very down to earth as well.
And he's a badass fucking producer.
Yeah, he's really fucking crazy.
So talented,
dude,
dog.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know, getting to meet people and just bounce ideas back and forth and be introduced to these things is so beautiful, man, you know? And then the fact that these relationships that we build create this,
yeah,
you know?
It's 100%.
Like everybody meeting each other and building relationships and creating great music is great. I feel like we're a part of something that is great right now.
Yeah, it's very special. If we think about it, we actually are in a very special time in alternative music. And music... period, but I think there's just so many lanes open for people that look like us, and people
exactly.
are very accepting to it, especially when it's dope as fuck, like it is, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, being colored, especially, and being, like, flamboyantly yourself is very not normal.
Yeah, not
you
at
know,
all.
You know, like, creating and being different, you're almost very forced to be ignorant.
Yeah.
In a way, it's not cool, and that's why I love what we're doing. We're mm-hmm. creating a safe space for these people to be able to express themselves, and to see people do it again, you know, like we've always been there, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Rocks originated from us,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, but
I mean, talk about how I was having to talk with my main producer last week of coming when we're 40 and 50. There's gonna be kids that look like us that's making what we're making.
Yeah, and
that shit's never happened.
It's always
bro.
Been that way though, yeah. but it just hasn't been that.
It hasn't been in the light.
Promoted.
Yeah,
but it was in the light though, and that's the thing. It has been, but for some reason we blind ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's how the industry is promoting work or if it's the general perspective, but mm-hmm. it's a trip, you know, that we always find ourselves in this place where we're like seeking understanding so much because of the tone of our skin mm-hmm. or who we are, almost not being looked at as human.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is going on? You know, we're people too. We're intaking the same information that you guys are intaking, but for some reason we're not being accepted the same way.
Yeah.
It's always rubbed me in a weird manner. And then seeing how like the promotion of our content is all negative and violence related, it doesn't make much sense. It
doesn't.
Yeah.
At all. I'm constantly trying to change that shit. If it's like a bio, a photo, what people are saying, I already said to my team, I'm like, if anybody calls me anything but a rock and roll artist this year, I'm going off on any publicist, anybody. Because I'm like, what else is it? Because I hear all these songs on like big playlists where people who don't look like us are rapping in triplets, and it's labeled as rock, and it's labeled as hard rock, and it's like on everything.
Yeah,
and
still,
I'm just
I
like,
still get labeled as hip hop.
Yeah,
and that blows my fucking mind.
Bro,
I'm
like
what
I feel
is
like
hip hop
talk
about?
I'm just like, what is it?
What is hip hop about this?
Not at all.
Shit.
Like I am actually like, it's a melody. I don't want to get into that, but I'm like, come on, bro. Like, they're blinding themselves.
Yeah, they are.
You know, I think literally you and I and a few more people are shifting it.
Yeah.
And I just like, that shit
many,
is special.
There's not many
that
of
shit
us,
is special,
know?
Man.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why I think we talk too is like, I don't want to have any of that shit in the 90s or the 80s, like after Jimmy. I want us to like embrace each other and love each other. And I feel like we got to fucking kill each other down to get that number one spot, bro.
And then like,
because it's all for us, bro. The money is for us, and everything else.
I'm so
like,
happy
it really
you
is.
Said that. It's such a destructive industry.
Yeah,
you know, like everyone's just stealing from each other.
Yeah, you'll
like,
kill your brother to get to the top. It's like,
nah,
we're not doing that.
We're not.
Like,
doing
I'm
that
not doing
start.
That.
And building these relationships, bro. Later on in life, I'm telling you, it's gonna be so beautiful.
Yeah,
just being able to sit back and just see everything that we've accomplished and everything that we've experienced alone. You know, just you can find a lot of gratitude in that.
Yeah, true.
So I don't know. Keep it like this. You know, supporting each other and keeping ourselves on the right track is a big key, and I love it. I love what's happening right now.
Yeah,
I can't be more inspired. You know,
I'm
really, really, really excited for the future. And fucking,
same.
We got to kill it. You know,
yeah, we gonna kill it. I also want to ask. I know you're on tour right now, but then you're going. Is it Europe? Would bring me or
So,
I know you're fucking geek for that,
dude.
Shit,
I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. Okay, so I'm really overwhelmed, right? So I'm doing my first stadium, like presentations or performances. With artists that have been moguls in my life.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm doing Download Link Festival with
Amazing.
Metallica.
Oh, I know about it.
You know?
I saw the post.
Like,
I love
that. Where do you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
And then, you know, touring with Limited Horizon, A Day to Remember, and Lorna Shore. And, like, you know, these are such, such talented acts and people who are really, really the genuine representation of being yourself and doing whatever the fuck you want or whatever culture you love, and being a part of that right now is so inspiring to me. Like, I don't know, I'm very overwhelmed and I'm very excited. I don't know how to feel, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's where I say, you know, it pays off to be yourself. And I can't stress it I can't stress it enough. Like,
no,
I
you
don't
gotta
know
tell
how
people.
I got here, you know?
Yeah,
such a beautiful thing that we get to do it. And sitting down meeting, like, even like, as I was saying earlier, like, Ollie, his perspective is so beautiful, you know? And his support for everything that's going on is inspirational to me at the same time. And even how all these festivals now are back up and promoting what was going on. Like, at one time, like, Warped Tour was insane. Yeah. I wish I was able to be a part of that.
Right.
But it almost seemed like what was happening with live music wasn't good. It was, like, not being promoted as much. It was, everything was now in the social media area and, mm-hmm. and what can get you a million views in 2 seconds, mm-hmm. you know? But dissecting that and then being able to bring it back to an original form of expression is so inspiring, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Being in this state right now, I love it. And I don't know. I'm really just excited for the future. I don't know how to experience. I don't know how to express the experiences. It's so overwhelming. But maybe in a few years, you know, after everything goes on and it settles in, I'll be able to express it better.
Yeah, we'll have another hang and a conversation about it, and it'll be good. Cool. Well, we'll be right back on this beautiful episode on Dwayne's World with Port Stacey, man. Dwayne's World, one of my favorite episodes already, man, with my brother Port Stacey. I have a question for you.
What's going on?
Can I ask and let the people know, how did you get discovered, man? What's your story coming in?
It was a beautiful, crazy story, man. I mean, I was making music for a while and just releasing it on social media, doing local shows back in South Florida, and starting to create like a little bit of buzz. I started getting hit up by labels and stuff. And a group of producers flew me out to LA. We started sitting down and making music and creating. And then from then on, you know, getting introduced to business and labels and negotiating deals and stuff was a big part of what was going on. But just trying to figure out a safe space for myself and what was going to be right for my journey with the right team and without being manipulated or pushed into a direction I didn't want to be pushed into. But yeah, it was tough, bro. Yeah. The ins and outs, the arguments, the the fight for to be myself, you know, like in the beginning processes, the first producers that brought me out, like, I mean, were almost completely trying to manipulate my career.
Gotcha.
And for me, there was no comfort in that. Like, I can't be forced into a lane that I don't find comfort in. And
100%.
Breaking away from that was a big success story within itself, and regaining independence and being able to push what I wanted to push, you know, was crazy. So being in that space now is definitely very beautiful.
Fuck yes. Shout out to you being a strong individual, bro.
Thank you.
That's all it's about, man. Because I think we all kind of start out when we get that first little taste of maybe this could happen, or maybe there's a group of people that could help us. It's always some weird shit that has to, you got to go through, and then you come out the other side. Most of us do, you know, some of us don't, but most of us, you know, so thank God for that shit.
Definitely.
I gotta say, I know I've said thank you a lot on this talk, but for you getting on Die Here.
Of course. I love this song, by the way.
Thank you, bro.
When you sent that shit through, I lost my mind. I was going crazy.
I was like, we it was like the first single from what we got building, and I knew it was a banger, my A&R, my whole team, and I was like, this shit's incredible, but I was like, I want to get somebody on it that I'm inspired by and that's so dope, and your name came up, and I was like, what the fuck? I immediately hit you, and you hit me back, bro, and I was like, oh, shit.
Fuck yeah.
I remember you FaceTiming me. I was in Malibu. I was chilling with the lady, and then I was geeked, bro. Like, your energy was just so amazing, bro. I was I feel like you really fuck with the song, man.
That's why I fuck with you, man. I mean, like, bro, your raw expression, bro. Yeah. How intimate you are with the music. I mean, it's just beautiful, bro. Everybody should definitely check you out.
Yeah, they gotta get on it.
If you're listening to me, and fucking you ain't tapped in with this man yet, I'm telling you, you guys are missing out, bro.
Come on,
he's
man.
He's a beautiful artist. He's amazing. And
Thank you, bro.
He inspires me. At the end of the day, this shit is crazy. It's beautiful, and I love seeing where the sound is going.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's exciting, bro. I mean, I know we were talking. Yeah, it's the first song that's connected with people, and that shit is really cool to do it with you and to have it be such a real expression. Like, song is like, it's not about no bullshit, but it's like, it's getting played on radio. It's getting played on pop radio.
It's
like,
beautiful.
That shit
even
is
the
sick
video,
as hell.
Bro,
yeah.
You executed the shit perfectly.
Yeah, we smashed that
shit.
But
I mean, that shit's crazy. It's crazy. I was like, yo.
Yeah, we kill. Honestly, man, yeah, it was just like a perfect storm brewing with that one. And yeah, man, I'm just happy it was the first one for people to really get to hear. And like, because once we put it out, I don't know if it was just from it being a perfect thing or from you, but people were just like, yo. And I was like, oh, I've never had that. You know what I'm saying? People were just like, oh, all
right. You deserve it.
Yeah, I was like,
you
I see you.
You deserve it.
Yeah,
the music's so fucking good. And
yeah,
you can play it at any point in time. And
you can.
You can party to it. You could chill to it. It's relatable. And
yeah.
I mean, just your expression is so natural, bro. I love it. Genuinely, bro. It's beautiful. I love the experience. We definitely got to make more shit.
Yeah, we do. We do, man. Yeah, I was saying earlier, but I know you're working on some shit, man. If you got anything that you see fit where I can get in, let me know.
For sure, yeah. Let's go crazy.
That shit will be crucial.
Crazy.
I got to ask, too, like, is there anyone who's alive or who's passed that you would just want to hang with, have a cig with?
Jace.
Have you met him before?
Yeah,
did you meet him before?
Yeah,
okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even Ski, like, Stokely, like, bro, met him on multiple occasions, just coming around from the same scene and stuff like that. And just
you come from a strong, like, I know we said it earlier, but, like, that, people got to realize, for the people who don't know, got to realize that shit was, like, it took over.
Yeah.
It took over.
I mean, it was like, beautiful. Just being able to be a part of that was a trip within itself. And
you were
probably,
like, a kid.
Yeah,
like,
I was a kid. I was young. I was 14, 13.
You know? It's like, oh, all right. Bad.
But, like, I don't know. Like, we lost so many great talents. I mean, from Ski, Pete, Juice, like, all these young kids who are just destined for greatness. Mm-hmm. I mean, X is, he's almost a Kurt Cobain of our generation, bro. When you think about it, the distorted
100%.
Sound that is now being so used.
The rock sound?
Yeah.
He brought that, that was the first time I saw, like, young, cool, like, black kids being like, all right,
oh,
where's my guitar?
And
like,
open to new information. And also on the same journey to create a safe space for everybody and to leave a void of open expression. I mean, it was so big and it was
so
taken for granted almost, you know? I mean, rest in peace, but that shit is just sad.
Definitely rest in peace to that man.
Yeah, rest in peace to everybody. This shit is just sad, but yeah, man, like, being a part of it and just seeing, like, yeah, you can really do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And there's so many people out here who are seeking the same thing that you could almost do it together. And that's what, like, that time was a product of. Like, everyone knew each other. Everyone was fucking with each other. Everyone was doing shows, and it blew up so big that we got to do this shit around the world and really live. So, I mean, I mean, there's people who are alive right now who I definitely fuck with, too, you know, who are doing it crazy. You got Ghost Man, you know, he's sick as fuck, man, you know. Ian, I love Ian the fucking death.
Yeah, shout out to Ian, too, man.
Ian's doing this thing. I love him.
And yeah, thank you for introducing us on FaceTime. Then I got to meet him at Coachella.
Problem, right? He's great, but even what he's doing with music and, you know, everyone's in their own lane and being so true right now that it's just beautiful, man. You give props to the whole entire industry right now.
You have to, yeah. That's what I really care about, too, man. That's why I never, like, I got to give people their flowers.
Yeah.
Always, man. Especially what I respect and what I love. I'm like, I need you to know now instead of, like,
later. And that's something that we should promote more now, you know? Like, let's give each other our fucking... our cookies while we're alive, right? You know what I'm trying to say?
100%. And it's beautiful to be surrounded by people that you love and you respect and, you know, what they create you're really into. You know, you just got to let them know and send a text.
And you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't. You
know? It's beautiful.
You don't, man. I love that you said X, man, because now I want to listen to him when we're done with this shit.
Hell yeah.
For real, because it's been a minute, bro. He's like, he's so fucking good. I remember, like, homies who were not listening to shit like that would hit me and be like, can I listen to this? Like, I'm like, it's fucking art.
Bro, if you look at the shit that he was doing and the amount of people who knew what he was doing and the people who were even, I mean, bro, it scared a lot of people.
It did.
There's so many people, bro, who are already set in stone and having great careers that were just intimidated, you know, by this
easy
new wave. Yeah. And bro, I mean, his stage presence was, it's untouchable.
Understand.
Till right now, bro, there's no artist from what's going on right now that, bro, you go to one of those shows and every kid in there screaming every fucking lyric, the roof is falling off the place, bro. It's
facts.
Beautiful. I mean, there is that. It's still happening now. But at that point in time, bro, it was so cutthroat and crazy, bro.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that shit like, oh, I was like freaking the fuck out, bro. I didn't know. And then he took it to the guitar and with Revenge, I was just like, all right.
And even like,
this is where I'm trying to go.
With Shiloh and the acoustic, crazy.
Yeah, bro.
It was crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Amazing, inspiring. Yeah, man, I think you come from a really like beautiful artistic place, man. And then that area of Florida has to be up there with what Atlanta had did through like 2010 to like maybe 2 years ago, last year, where everything that was coming out was just like
the whole way that they come together. I mean, and how the gatekeepers are
they come together.
Yeah,
that's why it works. Like you were saying, like you guys did. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now.
And yeah,
that's what makes it
sick.
Like the fact that we're coming together, a part of a scene. It creates a scene, an actual scene.
Yeah,
and that's what we lacked. Everybody's so focused on themselves that. Yeah. Get a little bit of taste of money or taste of whatever the fuck, you just get lost.
And then it was like, no, don't say scene, don't say like together because it kills us. And it's like, no, we don't got to fight the next man though. Yeah. That's the thing. Like once you put the ego out of it, it's fine.
Yeah, shout out to Atlanta because they definitely stick together.
They stick together.
And now to where it's undeniable.
It's too many. Yeah. They just coming out and it's like, oh, another from Atlanta. Of course, from Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, we love him too. Yeah, we love her.
Yeah.
It's like it's fire. Like, what else can we talk about before we get out of here? Do you have anything? You have anything else going on? Anything you want to say or period?
I got a fucking project coming out very soon.
That I'm going to be on. I'm just saying that. He didn't say that.
But a project coming out soon. It's going to be a bunch of different crazy sounds.
Yes.
Just a representation of what I'm intaking at the moment. Got a movie. You know, I'm writing a movie right now.
Your songs are like in movies.
Yeah.
Like people need to know that too. Like, yeah, bro.
Hell yeah. It's sick.
Something that you're writing or something that you're shooting?
Well, yeah, I'm shooting a film. I wrote a film.
Okay,
me and one of my homies wrote a film. We're in the works of getting it produced and written with a bunch of co-directors and writers and stuff now, which I'm very excited for. Just entering that aspect. I mean, shouts out to Rob Zombie. Shouts out Gaspar Now. That's a very big inspirations. But,
beautiful.
Yeah, man. Very excited to like sit down and create soundtracks for the films and really bring all these ideas I have to life in a very organized manner to where we're portraying exactly whatever subliminal message I want to get across and being visually pleasing, aesthetically pleasing, in a manner that is almost a shock to our system. I'm very into psychology and, you know, just the different canals and routes in our brains, our ways of wiring and the ways to manipulate that. It's very, very interesting.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that, man. Well, I love you, bro. I really
I love
do,
you
and
too,
I'm thankful
brother.
For you, dog. I think you're the fucking man. I mean that shit. This has been another episode, and honestly, this is my favorite so far.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It really is. I love talking to you. Thank y'all for tuning into Dwayne's World. I'll see you guys very soon, man.
You guys have a beautiful time, man.
Let's
go. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, King.
Fuck yeah.
Nothing to find. Still I'm wondering why. Every time you cry, cry. Every little lie I say makes you amen. Every time you cry, cry. And I smell your perfume makes me hate you. Every time you cry, cry. Every little lie I say makes you amen. Every time you cry, cry. Smell your perfume makes me hate you.
life limited to the boundaries that you have created for yourself. Choose to do as you please. Don't give up. Choose life.
Cause I'm a gladiator.